Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Mark Andrews met with the media during OTAs in Owings Mills.
What's going on, guys? Yeah, so I was on my way back from, after the season, going back to Arizona, and it's a scary moment, when someone in front of you is, kind of going unconscious, and, but the really cool thing about, that situation scenario is to see all the people that come together, the doctors and nurses on the plane and the flight attendants did an incredible job, of really helping someone, and you don't know if it's a near-death experience, and me just, obviously being a type 1 diabetic, lending my tester kit, and she was fine. But, really a big props to everyone around, the doctors, the nurses, and the flight attendants that were on their A game.
Did you ever connect with the individual?
No, I haven't heard anything about it. That's kind of her her deal. I know what it's like, to have scary things happen. And so, just giving her space and her privacy is, is what I'm thinking about. Yeah, it's been fun, just coming back and seeing just the little nuances and the direction of what we're trying to do, change up, keep defenses honest. I think we have some really cool and dangerous things that he's implementing. It's very much, we're going to see the offer, we're going to see the defense make a good call and make it right. And that's what you want to be able to do is get into the right call and have your guys fly around. So we got a lot of great players, great receivers, great tight ends, and quarterback is second to none. So it looks really good right now.
How much better are you for the possibility of the way you and Isaiah can find the field together, kind of challenge defenses, great stuff, and all that?
It's going to be special. When you have two guys like that are dynamic, mismatches, all over the field, doesn't matter where you put us, that's tough to game plan for. And both guys that love to play ball, love to compete, and it's going to be fun. And really our whole tight end room is special right now, and I'm excited about that. We're just trying to grow, get better each and every day, and very thankful to have the tight end group that we have and just continue to get better. So it'll be fun to see how we're used.
How good do you think that you Isaiah, or whoever it is,
that's part of being a tight end is doing everything. You got to be able to keep the defense honest. You want to come on the field. It's not just, they're passing the ball. That's something that, I had to learn very early on in my career is, be able to put your hand down, get dirty. And it just makes it tough on a defense to game plan for. And every guy in our room is able to do that. So it's awesome. Yeah, there was still, some things I was probably battling through, that time of year. Obviously wasn't, full 100% in that game, but, I worked really hard to get to that point, and it set me up for a really good offseason to work hard. Been running a ton of routes, nonstop routes, with my family working out, and I feel really good right now. I feel fast, explosive, and, but yeah, I think it set me up for a really good offseason.
What's just your mentality going into the season? You worked so hard to come back, you got cut short. Just going into the season, what's kind of your mentality?
Just hungry. It's tough to be around for the last 6 years and, play almost every snap, every game, and really haven't missed much, and then, have that happen and have the type of team that we've had last year and probably, playing the biggest games that we've ever played in and not be able to play in those games. And, that's tough to look at, especially for me, guys that have been here for a long time. And so I'm hungry. I'm excited and very motivated to continue to help this team win games, be there for the guys, stay healthy, God willing, and keep it going.
There's a report today in the NFL Network saying the Players Association is basically putting together a proposal to do away with the voluntary portion of the offseason and make training camp start kind of mid-June, early July. Your thoughts, what do you think about how the offseason is right now?
I don't really mind it. I think this is a good time period of guys coming back here, working. You know, you get up, you're able to, you know, get with the team, get the plays in, and then you get that, you know, extra break off, which is kind of nice for your body. It's kind of nice for everything, just getting your head back right. But I don't know the right answer to that. It could be both. I haven't done it the other way. You know, for the NFLPA, just, you know, ask that, you know, they ask everybody in the league, they ask all the guys, and they make sure that's a consensus that that guys would want to do that, because, you know, I really don't have a problem with the route setup right now. It's awesome. You know, you got Derrick Henry. That's a huge addition for us. And, you know, we have Lamar Jackson. We got Derrick Henry. You know, for the defense, it's like, you know, all eyes on them. You know, those are two elite players at their position, and that's a scary thing. So for us, you know, everybody else around them, it's making plays and making it tougher on the defense, and using them to get open, to make plays. And you know, those two together is going to be dynamic.
Mark, when you look at a guy like Rashad Bateman, who's sort of showed every component that you a high-level NFL prospect in 3 years he's been here, hasn't necessarily all come together for him on a week-to-week basis yet. What do you think it would take for that to happen this year?
I think it's happening right now. You know, I think he looks incredible. You know, everything, you know, his route running, is, you know, catching the ball, being where he's supposed to be. You know, he's got it down to a science. I know he's worked real hard, but, you know, he looks as about put together as he's ever been. So it's going to be a big year for Rashad Bateman. I'm calling it now.
Mark, I know a lot of players when they, you know, been in the league for this long and been in so many offseasons, they change up things, but have you changed up anything this year maybe different than previous offseasons?
Yeah, it was a little different. You know, I had to, you know, really, I've always worked hard, but really dial it in. And obviously dealing with the ankle was, you know, something I had to focus on. And, you know, sometimes, you know, something like that is a blessing in disguise. You know, you don't really know what's around the corner, but having to go through, you know, that adversity is, you know, allowed me to really put the work in, you know, see things for what they are. And, you know, I think I've come out better for it. Yeah, you see it, you know, all across the NFL, the tight end position's growing and growing. These are guys that are, you know, some of the best athletes on the field, being big, tall, strong, able to go get passes. And, you know, I love what we're able to do. I think that we're going to continue to grow that, obviously me, like, and everybody else. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to be able to play around, game plan for that, and just play some football. Obviously, we've got Lamar Jackson, and he likes his tight end. So we're going to get open for him.
Couple months ago, that Charlie was up there like 47 pounds or something.
Yeah.
What did you kind of see from him in terms of his body transformation? What do you expect?
He's working hard. He's focused, and you know, the big thing about Charlie is, you know, he just wants to do everything. He wants to be great at everything, and you know, he loves blocking. He loves hitting people, and he loves being, you know, versatile. He can still catch the hell of a ball. You know, he can still run incredible routes, and you know, he's an all-around tight end. He's going to be big for us as well. You know, I think it's, you know, it's just sometimes part of the game. I'm always an advocate for, you know, making the game safer. You know, you look at the last maybe five years, there's been a lot of big injuries with that. And, so just bringing the awareness to that type of tackle, I think is good. Keeping guys healthy, is going to be great. You know, take that tackle out of the game is not a bad thing. I don't think the defenses can find a way to get around that.
Mark,